The troglodytes have done exquisite work here. Perfectly circular pool surrounded by only a narrow stone walkway. This is exactly what I wanted.
This is heavy, Baron Sukhumvit. Where do you want it?
Oh, please. Place the egg in the center of the pool. Be careful as you climb in. I would not want it damaged.
I lost a lot of my goblins getting this thing out of that accursed swamp. What is it?
Oh, this is a very special creature. Now, where was it? Ah, here is the page. The Blood Beast. Look, here is an illustration of the fully grown creature. A repulsive, bulbous thing, too horrible to be believed, with countless eyes and fearsome-looking spikes. It is perfect for my purposes. After all, my death-trap dungeon does have a reputation to maintain. It's not just the 10,000 gold piece prize that lures the contenders here each year to attempt the walk. It is also their desire for glory.
You cannot spend glory.
Oh, but you can. Each year, the town of Fang becomes richer and more prosperous as our annual competition grows in prestige. That is the reason that this year I wish to tempt a better class of champion here to compete.
You'll never get true heroes to make the walk.
Oh, but I will, because this year I have changed the prize to something that Alancia's strongest and most noble heroes will not be able to ignore, and its most irredeemable villains will not be able to resist.
This egg is hatching.
Oh, yes. Immersion in warm water will trigger the birthing process.
Look at it. It is just lying there in a pool of its own slime. What threat will this thing possibly pose to your champion?
Oh, blood beasts grow very quickly when fed.
Shall I fetch it something? A dead rat, perhaps?
That's not necessary. Even at birth, a blood beast is quite capable of feeding itself.
Then we are finished here. I will take the gold you owe me for collecting this thing and be on my way.
Indeed. The only problem with that, of course, is that I cannot have anyone leave here, knowing my dungeon secrets.
You treacherous sewer snake. You will not cheat me. You will open this gate at once.
We both know there is not enough gold on Titan to guarantee a goblin's silence, so... Really, you have left me very little choice.
And you think that fat slug is going to finish me off, do you? It can barely even move.
No, the blood beast does not need to move far or fast.
Oh, what is it doing? Oh, I'm stuck to its tongue!
Oh, yes. Now, where were we? Ah, it can use its extraordinarily long tongue to reel in its prey.
Stop it! We can negotiate!
And the noxious gas will cause the blood beast victim to lose consciousness so that it can be more easily pre-digested in its acidic slime, softening it up and making it easier to chew. Oh, that was horrible. I loved it. We will have to get you fattened up, my little darling. I think this is going to be Death Trap Dungeon's finest year yet.